This is Bob Enyart inviting you to our second Friday meeting on June 8th to hear scientists from the Creation Research Society speak at our Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship meeting, Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m. And if you'd like a visiting scientist to speak at your church on Sunday, June 10th, please contact the Creation Research Society. For more about our Friday night, June 8th meeting, which is at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church at Wadsworth and 21st, please just go to kgov.com, that's kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278.
One warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This week we're listening to my debate with homosexual activist Wayne Besson. We're doing this because of the Starbucks boycott video that we put up on YouTube that you could see at our website, kgov.com. So what I'd like to do is continue now as we go back into the archives, and we'll join in progress my debate slash interview with leading homosexual activist Wayne Besson.
And this whole ex-gay thing is really a political tactic that, you know, is there for right-wing Christians to say, well, gay people don't really exist. They're just misbehaving heterosexuals. It's, you know, really a smokescreen.
They exist. Wayne, we agree on that also. They do exist.
Actually, ex-gays don't really exist. In fact, I photographed the leader of the ex-gay ministries in a gay bar.
I believe that. Hey, Wayne, back 15 years ago, I've been on the air 5 days a week for, 17 years now, 18 years. And way back in the early 1990s, I warned a group called Where Grace Abounds that if they have weekly meetings with former homosexuals, they will end up in a gay bar after their meeting because they're run without wisdom. It's like somebody who's addicted to porn and prostitutes starting a ministry to reach out to prostitutes. It's a fundamental lack of wisdom. So their failure is expected by our side also.
Well, of course, other than the fact that your notion that it's somehow an addiction is wrong, it's obviously if they're going to go to a gay bar after desperately trying to change and being browbeaten by right-wing religious groups to change who they are, doesn't work. I think it quite honestly shows how innate this is, how some people of faith would, I guess, call it the way God made them. I mean, it's really common sense. And we've learned from experience that, A, people don't change, B, it's not how you're brought up, and C, people either come out of the closet or they end up like Ted Haggard. I certainly don't think that's a healthy way to promote a life for anybody.
And Wayne, you were referring to John Polk earlier of Exodus International?
I was referring to John Polk, but that's not the only one.
Michael Johnston? You did the body of Christ a favor, and so did the homosexual prostitute in Denver who let the world know that Ted Haggard was a hypocrite. These are favors done to the body of Christ because hypocrisy is destructive.
Actually, I think that Ted Haggard was a very gifted man, and he should have been able to be a preacher, and he should have been an openly gay preacher with 15,000 member congregation. That people made this man hide and go undercover and live like an animal, scurrying out to fulfill his natural needs that every human being who breathes and has a beating heart needs to fulfill, that he had to live like this.
It is wrong.
That's a sin on the church, not Ted Haggard. He's a victim, and of course he's a victimizer to his family, but let's not forget this man was a victim, and he should have been accepted as a gifted preacher for who he is, not who people wanted him to be. Unfortunately, we have people who have these bigoted religious beliefs, as we've seen throughout centuries with other groups, whether it be against women, the Jews, or for slavery, as I pointed out earlier. We've learned, again, a lot over time and over experience that we don't let people be who they are, and we try to suppress them or repress them, it comes back to hurt society and not help.
All right. And Wayne Besson, Truth Wins Out. Wayne, I do try to look for the things that you say that I agree with, even though it's from 180 degree opposite perspective. I do agree it's wrong for us to promote people to live like animals. I do agree with that.
It's a question of, in jail. What
it's a question of what does it mean to live like an animal?
Wait a second. You just said something. Let me quickly get this point here. Yeah. You said it's wrong to make them live like animals, but yet you want to put people in prison. What do you expect people to do? What you're promoting by doing that is for people to hide like animals. You're promoting them to pretend to be who they're not.
Not really, to marry people they're not attracted to
and don't love.
The world,
that's terrible for the family.
Wayne, the world didn't have this explosion of homosexuality spread disease epidemic, millions dying 60 years ago. This was with the acceptance. Like if we started accepting like mainlining drugs, we accept it, we'd promote it. If we accepted child pornography, we would be promoting it. When we accept homosexual behavior, we promote it.
Well, it should be, quote, promoted for people who happen to be gay or lesbian. To promote heterosexual behavior for people who are homosexual is a societal disaster. How many spouses have had their lives destroyed? How many children have had to grow up in miserable families because one of their parents was hiding who they were and depressed? You know, I just had lunch with the Christian singer Ray Bolts not too long ago, and he did this for decades. And his family kept wondering why he was miserable and depressed.
Yeah.
And it was because he was hiding. They're much happier now that he's
Wayne,
out.
Wayne, what would you say a while back?
He's actually happy and not hiding.
Wayne, a while back, I came out of the closet on the air. I admit it. It was hard to do in public. But I admit it, I was homophobic. And I considered that I was actually born that way. When I told my family and friends, they were not mad at me. They accepted me. And I realized that I was born this way.
No, you were just raised improperly.
How do you know that I wasn't born this way?
Well,
if I go to lunch after I eat, if I see two men about to kiss, I could seriously lose my lunch. It's like a gag reflex.
Well, now, of course, because if you were raised in a ignorant, bigoted way like that, then I can't, you know, I really can't blame you.
I don't remember my parents ever mentioning homosexuality, ever, Wayne. I grew up in the 60s.
The fact is,
they didn't ever mention lesbians or gays.
What are you talking about? You on your own.
It was never brought up.
You're on your own right-wing Christian radio show to say that your religious beliefs here that you have been brought up with that preach that people like myself have their lives invaded. And that we use the force of the law to break down our doors and throw us in jail. And you say that doesn't affect your points of view. I mean, who are you kidding?
No, I'm saying when I grew up,
don't have such brain.
Wayne, when I said when I grew up, I don't recall people talking about homosexuality. It wasn't a topic around the dinner table. It just wasn't. I don't recall.
Well,
that's
the problem, and that's the problem, because there were just...
That gave me my gag reflex?
Actually, it did, because such horrible homophobia throughout society. Why didn't you hear of it? Because people were scared to death. They were scared for their livelihoods, for their families, for love and acceptance, from with their church and in society. And the message was sent to all these people that if they didn't conform... And they didn't fake who they were, and quite frankly, bear false witness every single breathing second of their lives would be destroyed. How this helps society, I have no idea. It certainly destroys families. And that message that it sent you was that there was something very disgusting. And then, I'm not sure when you found religion, but the fact is,
your
particular religious beliefs that you espouse right now are very homophobic. And to say that both the silence and your childhood, the message that sent, and the religious beliefs you were talking about now does not affect what you call your natural gag reflex is patently absurd.
All right.
We're all very much influenced by both our belief system that we learn and the fact the message we're sent as young people.
Wayne, we Christians say that children are born male or female, that God made us male and female, and that there's an alternative claim out there that children are nurtured into their gender, that society imposes gender on children. I'm wondering, do you have an opinion, You know, we strongly oppose the nurture claim. We argue that kids are born being, you know, hermaphrodites notwithstanding. There are some hermaphrodites.
But that is good. I mean, you bring hermaphrodites up. It does show that there's great diversity within the human species.
Oh, yeah. Some people are born with both male and female reproductive organs, and that's from a mutation, a known mutation. We know that. But aside from that, when a baby boy is born or a baby girl, I submit biblically that they are born with their gender, a boy or girl. And there are many, I find it among liberals these days, who argue that it's nurture. Society teaches them whether to be masculine or feminine. Do you have an opinion on that? That's not all I'm asking.
Yes, I generally don't agree with that. And we've seen that, we have seen instances where people, I think it was as a boy who had his member cut off, and he was raised as a girl, and he still emerged as a boy, if I remember correctly. So we have seen that you're guided a lot more internally by who you are than your upbringing. In fact, most gay and lesbian people would say, the vast majority, including myself, that they certainly weren't raised in an environment that would typically
promote
homosexual outcome. In fact, you know, I was captain of my basketball team in high school and played a year junior college, and very close to both my mother and my father, and loved stuff, you know, just love things such as, for example, I just got back from Florida and went fishing with my dad. So I don't think the way you're raised suggests very much. But then again,
okay, all right, I appreciate the answer. Yeah. A difference,
but certainly attitudes. For example, sexist attitude, the things like that. Fake masculinity, you know, can be how you're raised. If you're raised in the way that you're supposed to overdo it and, you know, try to impress everybody and go, you know, talk like you're Rocky Balboa all the time, you know, some people that is an act in a way. But generally speaking, people are who they are, and that's no matter what environment they're raised in, they're going to, you know, to some extent, you know, end up being who they are, like gay and lesbian people happen to be. And I think we should promote people being honest with themselves. It never does society any good, never does families any good, when we promote dishonesty, when we promote people, when we tell people they shouldn't be who they are.
All right,
and
now,
name one example how that's positive, and I doubt you can.
Well, let's say you have a child molester, and you say, you know what, that tendency in you is destructive, it's evil, and you need to change who you are. There's one example.
That's a completely different example.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving you an example of someone who should deny who they are because who they are is destructive, like a liar or somebody who likes to kill Jews. They're perverse.
Right.
We need to warn them.
We can agree on that one example because it's incredibly damaging to helpless children who are taken advantage of and have their lives destroyed. But when you move that example elsewhere, for example, to gay and lesbian relationships, your example falls apart. On the one example you just mentioned, you have children with their lives destroyed. Nobody would support that. And you know, these are victims. But you have two gay and lesbian couples, quite the opposite from being victims. These are people who, you know, are there to take care of themselves in sickness and in health, to be there for each other in good times and bad. So it's the complete polar opposite of what you just said. It's about actually improving people's lives and society. And to say there's victims, anybody who might say that doesn't really know any healthy gay and lesbian people shouldn't get out more.
Now, you're saying clearly, you're stating very clearly that sex with children is wrong, that it's destructive. And it does seem that there's been a move in the homosexual community to condemn sex with children, whereas through the mid-90s, it was supported, it was advocated, it was made light of. And so what do you make of...
Well, I don't agree with that statement. What happened was there was a small fringe group that, I mean, I've been in this movement since 1988, and I have yet to meet a single person involved in what you're referring to is NAMBLA, which was a child molestation group. And this was a minute number of almost invisible people.
Well, you've heard of Harvey Milk High School, Wayne?
What, you know what you're referring to? What you're referring to is the age of consent laws, which homosexuals have said should be equal to heterosexuals. And that's the only thing that has been promoted. The gay and lesbian community, every organization out there, particularly anyone with credibility out there, And I've been involved in these organizations,
Wayne,
for a long time. I have wholeheartedly condemned this and said it's wrong. And and we'd be the first to say anyone who hurts a child should be prosecuted. I want to make that crystal clear.
Okay, and I agree with you. Anybody hurts a child should be prosecuted. But I wasn't referring to NAMBLA, although they fit into the group. But you've heard of the Harvey Milk High School. Damian Martin, who was the head of New York's homosexual high school, was quoted in Out Magazine. I have the issue, the page number, an article titled The Men from the Boys. And he said something very similar to what was in The Advocate 2 years earlier. He said, no kid has ever been hurt by oral sex. And in The Advocate, Carl Maves, in an article titled Getting Over It, said, how many gay men would have missed out on a valuable liberating experience if it weren't for so-called molestation? And then, of course, Wayne Besson, you know about Allison Publications of Boston. They did the famous Heather Has Two Mommies, Gloria Goes to Gay Pride books for kids. And they also published a 300-page book, Pedophilia, The Radical Case, which is hundreds of pages of why and how you should take young boys to climax. Pedophilia, The Radical Case. We've got Allen Ginsberg here in Boulder, Colorado. He's given the key of the city. He promotes sex with children, publicly advocating pedophilia. NAMBLA marched in the gay pride parades in San Francisco, in New York, around the country. NAMBLA was at the UN with consulting status until Christians brought an outrage and the Clinton administration removed them from the UN. So why would you say it's a small fringe when it's these major leaders, major publications, and I could multiply the quotes I just gave?
You're grossly distorting the case, and we certainly don't want to get. We want to go for tit for tat about taking individual examples. I'll take on Christianity. I guess Susan Smith, who said God told the driver kids into a lake and murder them. That's Christianity. If you want to go there, let's just open any newspaper today and see the religious atrocities. Let's look at the Middle East right now. What's happening with everybody
Wayne,
who claims God?
Okay, Wayne.
My point is that first of all, I don't.
Wayne, first
agree
I will agree with you,
said.
Wayne. I will agree with
okay,
you when people do things in the name of Christ, that's evil. We need to condemn it, expose it, and condemn it.
So what
I'm asking is why were so many leaders and publishers and publications for years, why was NAMBLA marching in gay pride parades? I mean, to me, it shows this. It shows that homosexuality has broken almost every barrier of morality, and it's left. Go ahead. What?
False. Patently false. First of all, major gay leaders, those aren't gay leaders. Second of all, we're not talking about
Out Magazine.
Pages. Out Magazine did
The
not,
Advocate?
Were those editorials?
Allison Press? No, they're not editorials. No, they're articles.
You know
Allison Press?
Oh, was, you know what?
Harvey Milk High School?
Okay. You know what? What you're doing is you're taking a particular article, which almost every gay person I've ever met would disagree with. You're taking from the major gay organizations or the organizations, and there's hundreds of them out there, anything substantial or anything that backs what you're saying. What you are doing is the equivalent of me taking a Christian fundamentalist nut that shoots people in the name of God and putting them forward. That's just wrong. I mean, okay, why don't you go to my website, the Human Rights Campaign's website, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. These are the leaders within this community, not nobody you've said, and find these examples. In fact, you would get every single leader, every single one, to wholeheartedly condemn any sort of child abuse. And in fact, we go out of our way to do that because of some of these ridiculous stereotypes pushed by people like Anita Bryant. But I will tell you something here. You're talking
Anita
about NAMBLA.
Bryant.
Gay Pride Parade. NAMBLA was never supported in the Gay Pride Parade. They were allowed to march for a time.
The child molesters, for how many years were they allowed to march?
Let me be clear on this. Very clear on this. It was not endorsed by anybody. There was a wrong-headed, stupid idea based on absolute free speech. It was a free speech issue, not child abuse. And
how about Allison Publications?
It was dead wrong. You know what? It was dead wrong, and this group hasn't marched in a long time.
How about Allison Publications? Do you agree that
Allison Publications
from Boston?
Allison Publications is a And again, I haven't seen the articles you're talking to, so I'm not going to
defend.
That's
a 300-page book.
Nor am I going to condemn them. But I will tell you, Allison Publications is a very large company that publishes tons of books.
Here's another one of their books, Age Taboo, Boy Lovers Are Not Child Molesters, page 144. Boy lovers are not child molesters. The child abusers are the parents.
Who cares? You're
who
doing,
cares? You won't no, condemn no, Allison Press.
What you're doing, if you want to put that forth,
yeah,
as the gay community, then you must also put forth that Susan Smith, who drove her children into a lake and murdered them in the name of Jesus Christ, is a Christian. If you will agree to that, I'll agree to that.
I condemn her and for using Christianity as an excuse.
You're going to say, if an individual does something that 99.999% of gay people disagree with, and because they're gay, they say it, it's the homosexual community, it's the community. But when a Christian does something that 99.999% of Christians disagree with, it's not the community,
all right,
it's the individual.
Wayne, here's the difference. If the Christian community openly, if its leaders advocate something vile, like killing Jews or owning blacks, then the Christian community should be condemned for that. If individuals who call themselves Christians do something wicked, then the responsibility could be with them.
You know what? You haven't shown me one organization.
Okay, how about Out Magazine? Out Magazine, you're familiar with Out, right?
Out Magazine does not promote that. You're just lying.
Well, here, okay, they have an article called The Men from the Boys, and the founder and director of a home for runaway youths is quoted saying this in a positive context. He said that, quote, he probably had sex with well over 1,000 people, most of them much older than myself when he was a teenager. So Wayne Besson, what Out Magazine is doing in a non-judgmental way is they're recognizing that this one teenage boy, loose in the homosexual community could find 1,000 men to molest him. 1,000 men. They didn't realize what they were admitting, that many homosexuals get introduced to the lifestyle being molested as teenagers. Many do.
That's absolute nonsense. In fact, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. In fact, you can walk into any gay and lesbian community in this country, and there's actually a lot less children. If you want to look at molestation, you want to look at the Christian church, particularly the Catholic church.
Oh, yeah.
Molestation has not...
They need to be condemned.
Child abuse in this American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Medical Association, every association with any credibility will say that child molestation has absolutely zero.
Do you,
Wayne, with homosexuality or heterosexuality?
All right.
And you know this to be true.
Wayne, do you think the Catholic Church was in denial about their molestation? You think they were in denial?
The Catholic Church is going to have molestation problems until A, they admit women priests, B, they allow people to be openly gay. Until that occurs, and then until they allow heterosexual male priests to get married, until that occurs, they're going to do nothing but recruit the most repressed people in society and the wrong type of person.
All right, and I think they were in denial for many, many, many years. Now, when I have debated homosexuals on this issue of whether or not children are at greater risk from homosexuals than heterosexuals, I ask them, is it possible to have a homosexual child molestation? Is that a possibility? What do you think? Truth wins out.
Absolutely not, because homosexuals,
it's not possible.
Homosexuals are not attracted to youth.
Is it
heterosexuals
possible?
Are not attracted to youth.
Okay,
every credible psychologist in this country will tell you it's a completely separate thing.
So Wayne, this is a classic case of denial.
Okay, no, it's not a classic case of denial.
There is
it's
such
a
thing.
Case of truth,
Wayne,
unless you don't like science.
There is such a thing as heterosexual child molestation. There are heterosexual men who only molest girls, and there are heterosexual women who only molest boys.
That's a minority. That's a minority of molesters. And let's be clear about this. They're still, by this attraction, not heterosexual nor homosexual, but child molesters.
Okay, and let
a
me,
gay man,
Wayne.
A gay man likes other gay men.
Wayne, it should be obvious.
Other
there's
women.
A transition. Men go to a football game and there are teenage girls being sexual with hardly anything on, and there's a boundary between men and children, and there's a time of puberty, and there's a transition. And so for men who are attracted to women, if they get enticed to our children or young teenagers, they molest girls. That's a heterosexual molestation. The reason you're in denial is because you know that homosexuals molest children at a rate far exceeding their proportion of the population.
That's
you know
preposterous. That's bigoted. Not only do I not know it, but I think it's absolutely absurd, and it's incredibly
Well, what percentage of the children who are molested?
You know what? That's a complete bunch.
What percentage of the children molested are by same-sex molestations?
First of all, most people who are molested, it happens within family. So, if you want to go there, it's clear that, anybody who's doing this is taking advantage of people within families. I've been.
And that would be called incest.
Have you ever been to a gay bar, Bob?
No.
Oh, well, I suggest
out front count?
Often. But you'll notice the first thing you do when you go to a gay bar.
Does out front
notice
count?
That there are mostly men, often older, around the same age, trying to hit on each other, just as a heterosexual bar is, in fact.
Oh, there's a big difference,
Wayne.
Big difference.
There's an enormous difference. The point is, and it's common sense.
You tell
it
us
really
the difference.
Is, between unless you're a, trying to distort it.
Wayne.
Gay people are attracted to people. What you're doing is immoral. You're bearing
false
witness.
Wayne, could you tell us the
wrong.
Difference between a heterosexual bar and a homosexual bar regarding picking up someone for sex? What's the difference?
Well, I don't know what the difference is.
Well, it's a lot harder at a heterosexual bar for a man to go in and pick up a woman and have sex that night than it is for a homosexual to go into a gay bar and have sex that night.
Please ask. You know what? That's
and I can tell you why.
Please,
I can tell you why.
Ask Gene Simmons, the rock star from Kiss, about that. How many was he? 5,000 women. Will Chamberlain claims 10,000 women.
Oh,
that's not. That's absolutely not. Perhaps
Wayne.
You know what? You cannot be telling me this. I mean, what
Wayne,
scandal?
Okay, and I'll explain to you why, Wayne. If a man goes into a bar and wants to pick up a woman, it's more difficult because she's made with a different sex drive than a man is made. And a woman, even though we can break them down, and we do, they tend to want a relationship.
Oh, so you
men,
have to break them down? That's nonsense.
If we break down their dignity, their self-respect, she'll put out for any guy. If we break them down. But generally, women want
a
relationship.
So no woman can have a sexual experience unless they're broken down.
I'm saying generally, a woman doesn't want to have anonymous sex in a back room of a bar. Generally, a woman wants to feel like there's a commitment, there's love, there's something. Men could have sex where they can't even see their partners. They don't know who they are. They just need a place.
Stop the tape. This is Bob Enyart. So the debate, the discussion continues, and it's absolutely fascinating. You can hear the whole thing on our website at kgov.com/Bessin. That's BESEN. So just kgov.com/Bessin. You can hear the whole thing without interruption. I recommend that. And you'll want to email the show summary to friends, family, church members, and homosexuals who you're trying to reach. So it's worth hearing to the very end. Hey, and God bless you.